Y esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes,
Our team today,
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces,
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics,
y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
and Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa de International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT. Next, the International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
Thomas Witherspoon of Asheville, North Carolina, and you're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report for Sunday, November the 7th, 2021. Thank you for joining us. My name's Sheldon, and Jill is here with me. And we are here every Sunday morning with 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio for you. Our email address, if you'd like to reach us, is radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at the CKUT website, ckut.ca, which is CKUT Radio here in Montreal. We are on Facebook with our group International Radio Report, 643 members there. We invite you to join. And our YouTube channel, where you can get the show after it airs and go back and listen to previous shows as well. It is on youtube.com/International Radio Report. And we're approaching the 500 subscriber mark there. So if you have not visited the YouTube channel, please do so. And we're at 494 subscribers right now. We have lots of little bits and pieces of information for you this week. So we'll get started right away with a little bit of news from Sirius XM. As you know, if you've listened to the show, I'm quite a fan of Sirius XM. And Jill, you've been experimenting with it recently.
Yep, been playing around with that trial offer and having fun discovering a lot of interesting channels of tech, of news, of all sorts of music.
Including the BBC for news.
Yes, absolutely.
To the BBC on there, which is great. But yeah, I've been a long, long time subscriber, and I always keep up to date with things that are changing. And they do change frequently on Sirius XM. They add channels, they move them around, they put in limited edition channels, limited time frame things. So we got a couple quick notes for you today. I hate to bring it up, but holiday channels are already up and running on Sirius XM. They say Sirius XM proudly presents an annual lineup of festive tunes for your holiday listening. You'll find genres from classics and contemporary to country, soul, acoustic, instrumentals, pop, jazz, rock, Latin, and even a francophone Christmas music station, which I think is something new. I don't remember them having done that before. So that's something that they've thrown in this year. So they're all out there. They're all running, and most of them run until the 26th of December. So you can check them out, and I'm sure you'll find something that will suit you depending on, you know, what your tastes are in music. They've added a new one. It's a limited time station, and it's called ABBA Radio. Sirius XM says, have the time of your life in celebration of one of pop music's most definitive groups of all time when ABBA Radio, Channel 54, kicks off on November the 5th. So it's been running for a couple days on satellite and also on the Sirius XM app. So if you want to check out that. And it's not just straight music. They'll have interviews with people and other artists doing ABBA songs and all kinds of stuff. They do this quite often for different artists. And one that I'm really excited about listening to is only available on the app. And it's called Little Steven's Coolest Songs in the World. If you have the Sirius app, it's a channel 721. Whether you loved a Little Steven's Coolest Song of the World from 20 years ago, or whether you can't get the latest cool song out of your head, you'll hear them all on the newest and coolest channel here on Sirius XM, Little Steven's Coolest Songs in the World. Tune into the exclusive channel to hear over 1,000 of Steven Van Zandt's hand-picked rock and roll favorites made 50 years ago or 50 minutes ago, featured on his long-running channel Underground Garage, which is on channel 21. From the very first track by Joey Ramone to the latest by the Cocktail Slippers, listeners hear the coolest song of the world all day long. Catch the bands that broke through like Green Day and the White Stripes, the classic artists making records today like Paul McCartney and Jeff Beck, and even the coolest songs made 5 minutes ago in the Underground Garage. What they do on that channel is they pick a song every week and they feature that song as the coolest song in the world. So what he's done is taken all of those since he's been doing this for like 20 years and he's put them all onto one channel. So it's a good way to hear a lot of music that you might not have heard before. And they profile a lot of new bands and new artists. So if you have the app, it's channel 721. It's running now. And I think it's going to keep running indefinitely. So check it out. Cool. Lots of good music on that one. Next, we move over to Europe. And there's a meeting coming up of the EDXC. And what is EDXC? It is the European DX Council. And they will be holding a Zoom meeting coming up on Saturday, the 13th of November. So this comes from Chrissy Brand, who is the Secretary General of the European DX Council. Their next meeting, as I said, will be Saturday, the 13th of November from 1500 to 1700 UTC. And this will be on Zoom. And we'll post up a link for you because everyone is invited. If you're a radio enthusiast, you don't have to be an EDXC member or a member club, member of any of their clubs. You're invited to join in. Open to anywhere, anyone with an interest in DXing. The last Zoom earlier this year was attended by 35 people from 14 different countries. The European DX Council has member organizations in Germany, Spain, Italy, the UK, Denmark, Finland, Hungary, Ireland, Russia, and Sweden. Now, they're going to have two, as they call them, well-known DXers giving talks at the meeting. And guess who one of them is? Yours truly will be there. Chrissy has asked me to do a talk about the Canadian International DX Club. So this will be a good way for us to promote our Canadian club to all of their European member clubs. The second presenter will be Mika Makalainen. He is talking to us from their DX cabin, which is up in the northern part of Finland in Lapland. Mika asked that people planning to attend the Zoom meeting should first watch the following 10-minute video in advance. It shows the basics of their facilities and is a nice introduction to what the place is all about. So we'll post a link up to that as well. They have a permanent installation up in Lapland where they go on DX expeditions, and he's going to be doing the presentation from there. But he'd like you to take a look at the YouTube video to give you an idea of just what their setup is up there. It's really something quite special. We've seen this before at some of the winter fests when some of the Finnish DXers come there and have done presentations about their DX expeditions. So I think you'll find all of this quite interesting. It'll be neat to hook up with members from all these different European clubs. And it, as I said, it's open to everyone. So we'll post the link to the meeting on Zoom. You don't have to pre-register or anything. It's an open Zoom meeting. So we hope to see some of you there on Saturday morning at 1500 to 1700 UTC on the 13th of November.
This is definitely going to be interesting, and let's make sure that we have even more people participating this time around. I think it's going to be fun to see and to have information about those guys DXing in the Lapland area. of Finland. It's always pretty amazing. So today we have Radio Romania International that is celebrating Listener's Day. And of course, this comes from Radio Romania International. So today, the 7th of November, will be Listener's Day on Radio Romania International, celebrated a week after the Romanian Radio Day marked on the 1st of November, 2021. Just like the previous year has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has profoundly changed our lives, keeping us apart from family and friends and influencing our way of spending free time. Bombarded with all sorts of news and information, we realize that it is sometimes difficult to distinguish between true and false stories. During the pandemic, public radio and TV stations have been doing their best to offer quality journalism and reliable information. This effort has been repaid as most people have returned to public stations as their main source of reliable information. In this year's edition of Listener's Day on Radio Romania, we ask you again, what has been your most trusted source of information on the pandemic? Have you removed from your list the sources of information proven to be spreading fake news and misinformation? Or which role has radio played, the public radio in particular, plays in your life at this time of uncertainty? So, of course, they are looking at receiving answers to this. And this, of course, has been talked about for the past couple of weeks. So a lot of people probably are sending emails and letters discussing the disinformation. And even if, you know, today is the day, you can still send, you know, your own thoughts on all of this to Radio Romania, as they will probably be talking a little more about it also in the upcoming shows where they're going to read listener mail. So engl@rri.ro is an email address, and they have different ways, of course, of being contacted via WhatsApp. And they even tell you you can send your telephone number and they can call you back. So that's kind of interesting. So it's going to be interesting. I remember listening to it last year. It always is a cool day of radio on Radio Romania, and it's fun to have also participation from, you know, the listeners and giving their own point of views of what they're thinking of, you know, the programming, and thinking of how, well, public broadcasting is still an important thing. As you see here, I think every country in the world that has broadcasts, the public broadcasters are known to probably be an important source for the correct news on all sorts of things, COVID and, of course, world events at the same time.
They also have a Facebook page, too, where they're saying you can you can post messages to them there as well. And I'm sure they'll, you know, they'll probably carry on with this, as you said, after after today's event. You know, those comments will be up there on the page so people can read them afterwards as well. So,
something that we don't hear that often, something new on shortwave. So, a new Brazilian station on shortwave. This is via Brian Clark, New Zealand, via Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. Since the 31st of October, he's been trying to identify a new station on 6150 kilohertz in Portuguese, with weak but clear reception in New Zealand, peaking around 0630 to 09 UTC. As the new B21 international broadcast schedule started on Sunday, I finally thought this might be a traditional international station. But the format of Western Pops, Musica Internacional, and regular time checks for UTC-3 pointed to Brazil. Brazilian station Radio Record used to be on 6150 last century, but I couldn't find any current information. I could only get a parallel to my reception on some Brazilian SDRs and also in Paraguay, though barely better than my reception here in New Zealand. Yesterday, I asked some Brazilian DXers for help, and they were able to confirm the station is Radio Saturno in Belo Horizonte. Saturno's Facebook page proudly proclaims they broadcast on 92.3 FM and 6150 kHz shortwave. So a reception report with audio file was duly dispatched, Saturno's overnight response, translated, "Greetings, friend Brian. Radio Saturno is very happy with your report and confirms its reception on 6150 kHz. Soon, we will send you an electronic QSL. Hugs." Very pleased with this DX catch, I was also hearing Radio En Confidencia's 6010 5 kilowatt transmitter at the same time. Saturno's signal was only marginally weaker, so I would guess they could be at least a kilowatt or have a very good antenna. Brian says, "I have not heard Radio Saturno 6150 since November 2nd. In a follow-up response, they advise, "We are still in a technical adjustment phase. Little by little, we are getting better and better." So this is an interesting one, and one that, especially here in North America, we should definitely try. 6150 from Brazil might actually making it up here. So if you have quiet conditions, not too much noise, remember these are low-power stations, but it might be possible to hear up here. Another new Brazil shortwave station on weekends on 6145 also. This is from Glenn Hauser. "Radio Brazil Sem Fronteras. We are operating on 49-meter shortwave 6145 kHz every weekend. Report your listening via our email, radiobrazilsemfronteras@gmail.com, and receive a QSL card." So this is also interesting. I'm going to be checking that out this weekend, definitely. Well, I'm going to try the 6150. I'm going to try the 6145 also. Well, it'll be interesting also to see what exactly is their shortwave schedules. Are they on all the time or just at specific times? That's also something interesting to note.
Yeah, back when there was a lot of activity from the South American countries on shortwave, the stations also ran parallel on either an AM or an FM frequency. So they were kind of different in that respect, in that they were more local or regional stations which were being relayed on shortwave. So they would basically leave the transmitters on all day long. Now, whether these new stations are doing that, we don't really know at this point. But if they are relaying, like the first one, Radio Saturno, does publicize their 92.3 FM frequency. So you've got various ways to check if what you're actually hearing on shortwave is that station. You can check online SDRs, or you could even get an SDR locally, and maybe that station has a website that might be streaming as well. So there are various ways now that we have of checking, paralleling what we're listening to on shortwave. So check them out. Let us know if you're hearing them. We'll be doing the same here to see how well these new stations are making it out.
Yeah, and online SDRs are fun also for another thing, is sometimes you don't hear the station. You're wondering, are they online? Are they on shortwave? So using the SDRs closer to Brazil will definitely help you in understanding if they're on or not. So what is happening with the sun? Quite a lot of things are happening with the sun. The sun, first of all, last week we were waiting for something that pretty much never arrived. We had that big X flare, and during our actually Halloween pirate chasing, that had a lot of activity, by the way. A lot of Halloween stations of pirate stations were on the air that evening. We thought that maybe, you know, there would be the arrival of that famous coronal mass ejection, and that, you know, conditions would degrade. Finally, a little hit happened. There was a little something. Seems that most of it missed the Earth. So we ended up with just a little bit of activity, but nothing major. But this week, there was a M flare that was also Earth-directed from another sunspot. This one actually created quite a geomagnetic storm. Geomagnetic storms are classed from G1 to G5, which is a major one. Well, this one was G3, which is a pretty strong geomagnetic storm, and it had an effect on the shortwave bands, that's for sure. And it lasted about 20 hours, and there was auroras everywhere. Some people were seeing auroras up to Southern California, which is quite south. So it shows you the strength of that geomagnetic storm. And that has subsided. And of course, that rose the K index up to 7 on a scale of 0 to 9. And basically, this now is more quiet. The sun is still capable of producing some strong flares right now, but it's quiet as we're recording the show. Solar flux around 94. K index has gone down to 3 right now, which is quiet. And there is a coronal hole that is sending out some solar wind that could actually reach the Earth on November the 8th. So if conditions are not as good as they should be, it's possibly that solar wind that is creating this. But the best way to really know how propagation is to turn on the radio.
This is Gary Neal of Cockeysville, Maryland. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Well, Gilles, you mentioned pirates and Halloween. It was an active period, that's for sure. I was just taking a look at Chris Lobdell's free radio scene column for our November CIDX Messenger. And he managed to squeeze in quite a few of the pirate loggings that were made on Halloween Eve and on Halloween. So that'll be coming out in the next Messenger, probably in the next couple days. So you might want to check that out. You can also go check out the HF Underground site to see what people were listening to. But it was certainly an active year this year.
Yep, there was a lot. And it was fun because with the SDR, which is something I like, is on the waterfall, you would be on a pirate, and I could see one popping up a little further away on the frequency range. It's like, oh, there's a new signal here.
Yep, it was certainly an active evening, and Chris will have all of them summarized in his column. So if you're a CIDX member, you can check that out. And if you're not, you can get a sample copy of the bulletin from us, CIDXclub@yahoo.com, if you would like a free sample copy of our monthly bulletin. Let's go over to talking about a radio war going on. And this is an ongoing battle that's been taking place. It is a Russia and Ukraine radio war, trying the patience of the IARU Region 1 monitoring system. This comes from Bob, Alpha Alpha 6 X-ray Echo, via Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. The International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 Monitoring System, or IARUMS, reports in the September issue of their newsletter that the Russian-Ukrainian radio war on and around 7055 kilohertz continues to be a major source of frustration. The Region 1 coordinator, Peter Yost, HB9CET, said the on-air conflict has been bothering us to an unbearable extent for a very long time and is still continuing. Earlier this year, they reported that the Russian-Ukrainian radio war had escalated. In June, they used more frequencies than before, affecting our bands very hard, Yost recounted. It is a great annoyance and a big shame. He has pointed out that the IARU monitoring system has little opportunity to stop the on-the-air conflict. Only national authorities can hopefully do something against international complaints, he said. It is very important and very helpful that many other IARU member societies also observe these frequencies and make complaints to their regulators. The long-standing conflict has also affected 7050 and 7060 kilohertz.
Yeah, that definitely is a ongoing war. I see reports, regular reports, especially from hams and from listeners in Europe, that they hear all sorts of strange things happening, music being played, characters that are being sent, and some drawings. Somebody was reporting, and I've seen actually the picture of the waterfall where you see skulls going through on some of those frequencies. And here they mentioned 7050, 7060. I believe I've even seen some of them affect 7040 at some point. So definitely something that is a major problem, especially for the ham bands. Now, what can really be done about it, that's another story. Even if you complain, even if you talk, there's not a lot of enforcement that can be really done. And I believe, you know, this is just going to be an ongoing annoyance on the 40-meter band.
Yeah, it's predominantly a verbal war between Ukrainian and Russian radio amateurs. We presume that they're licensed hams. We don't know that
possibly.
For sure, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's been going on for quite some time. And I saw some reports that people were trying to figure out, is it being done in Ukrainian? Is it being done in Russian? Is it a bit of both, back and forth? It's pretty strange to see it being the war being waged over the airwaves like that. But as you said, not a whole lot that can be done about it, I don't think. So
we have upcoming ham radio contests.
Yeah, it was quiet for a little while after the big worldwide CQ contest, which was crazy.
Oh, man, it was amazing.
We heard so many interesting stations. I had loggings that I was making here, and within the space of a couple hours, I was able to log ham operators from Greenland, the Galapagos Islands, Kenya, Reunion Island, Fernando de Noronha, which is an island off of Brazil, Algeria, Cape Verde, Saba and St. Eustatius, which are islands down in the Caribbean, the Azores and Svalbard Islands up in the northern, up near the Arctic Circle. Just amazing stations to be hearing on the ham bands, but that's what the CQ Worldwide is all about. So we've got some coming up that you may want to try out. First off, the Worked All Europe DX Contest RTTY is coming up, 0-100 to November 13th to 2359 Zulu November 14th. That one is sponsored by the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club. 3.5, 7, 14, 21, and 28 megahertz bands. RTTY only, though.
There's the 1010 International Fall Contest Digital 001 Zulu, November 13th to 2359 Zulu, November 14th. Sponsored by the 1010 International. The band is, of course, 10 meters only, and all digital modes are possible.
We go to Japan, and they are holding the Japan International DX Phone Contest, 0700 November 13th to 1300 Zulu November 14th. The objective is for amateurs around the world to contact as many Japanese ham stations in as many of the Japanese prefectures and also on the JD Islands that they possess off the coast of Japan. And for amateurs in Japan to contact DX stations in as many DXCC entities and CQ zones as possible. It's all the major HF bands, but no work bands, and the mode is phone or SSB.
There's the OK/OM, which are the Czech Republic prefix, DX contest, CW. 12 hours Zulu, November 13th, 12 hours Zulu, November 14th. It is sponsored by the Czech Republic Amateur Radio Group. Bands 1.8 through 28 megahertz, except the work bands, CW only. Czech stations work non-Czech stations only. Non-Czech stations work Czech stations. Shortwave listening participation is welcome.
This is an odd one. It's kind of very targeted. The annual CQ Western Electric Contest, 1900 Zulu November 13th to 0500 Zulu November 15th. The annual CQ WE Western Electric Contest is open to all radio amateurs. The objective is to contact as many radio amateurs as possible who currently work for, did work for, or are retired from any part of the Bell system or any company that was created from the separated parts of what once was the Bell system. This includes AT&T, Bell Labs, Western Electric, local phone companies, and many other companies that are or were part of the Bell system. Contract employees of these companies are considered to be working for the Bell system for this contest. It runs 160 meters all the way through up to 70 centimeters, so VHF, UHF included, and it's all modes, SSB, CW, and digital. So that's a really specific type of event, more of an event, I guess, than a contest. We had Northern Electric here in Montreal, which was a big part of the Bell systems of supplying a lot of their equipment, their hardware and what have you. I don't know if that's part of it. I would think it might be.
Yeah, possible.
And we should mention the time. Yes. We are now back on Eastern Standard Time in North America. Although that, you know, it's up for dispute in some parts of the country, apparently. Again, there's votes being taken and referendums and all kinds of stuff going on. So we know that we're here at 10:30 Eastern, 15:30 UTC every week on Sunday morning. So check us out then. And we're glad you tuned in. Check us out online. Catch the show again. We are on our YouTube page, International Radio Report channel. And join our Facebook group, International Radio Report. That's it for this week. Tune us in again next week. We hope to see you at the European DX Council meeting next Saturday. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
I slept too little and drank too much. My noses. Anyway, get out of bed like this. Oh, Christ. Rise and shine with CKUT 90.3 FM.
I can't see it. C-K-U-T. In Montreal.
Quick, wait, Joe Jogge. Bonjour, Montréal. Good morning. It's time for today's Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Keep it locked. We got lots of really interesting and cool sounds coming your way.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to celebrate its 35th anniversary in music. Come and discover 10 musical groups from November 2nd to the 7th at the legendary Club Ballatou. Don't miss these free special evening shows. For more information, productionnuitdafrique.com.
Puisque ça fait plus d'un an qu'on le mentionne, et que de toute façon vous le savez probablement déjà, on a décidé de ne pas vous le dire. Donc, on ne vous redira pas que pour se protéger de la COVID-19, il faut se laver les... On ne répétera pas encore une fois qu'il faut porter un... Et surtout, qu'il faut garder nos... avec les autres. Vous le savez, c'est la meilleure façon de combattre le virus, même lorsqu'on est vacciné. On continue de se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce a special screening of the program Queer for Palestine on November 15 at 7 p.m. at La Sala Rossa. From intimate portrayal to experimental cinema, this program of queer shorts from Palestine and Lebanon examines the intersection of gender and sexual identity with the Palestinian liberation struggle. Co-curated with programmers from Regard Palestinien and co-presented with the Feminist Media Studio and the Palestinian Youth Movement, the event is part of Queer Cinema for Palestine, the first ever 10-day film festival celebrating global queer realities and standing in solidarity with Palestinians. The screening at La Sala Rossa will be followed by a discussion led by the Palestinian Youth Movement. All films will be available to stream online between November 15 and November 20th through queercinemaforpalestine.org. We hope to see you there.
Thank you. catch a break to even cry. Dying for you. Thank you.
Tuned in to today's Free Kicker Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Thank you for listening. My name is Clara Swan, and today is Sun 7th of November 2021. In fact, I'm going to call this the Midnight Edition because I'm recording this more than 12 hours before it's being broadcast. So I'm not as sharp as I am in the morning, but hey, I'm keeping it together. So I'm going to run by what you heard in this set here. Moving back through it, mostly new releases, 2021 releases, with maybe one exception. We heard, of course, from Deon from the brand new album Rhododendron, a track called Into the Clearing, Part 1. Third week in a row I'm playing that.